You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Believe it or not, hon, it's time to start thinking about Father's Day.
Whoa there, it's not even June yet.
Actually, it's the first week of June.
What?
I know, it totally snuck up on us. For my dad, I was thinking about the head-to-toe body wash and the shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
But for you...
Honey, you don't have to worry about me. But if my daughters are wondering...
Oh, yeah, I got you, hon. The bubble bath and the enriching body and bath oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing wrong with my man liking a little pampering.
Mm-mm.
Voyage AC is your destination for all these amazing presents. So many gorgeous gifts for the dad in your life, like shaving cream, facial toner, candles, exciting scents, and a plethora of luxurious face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And don't sleep. You know Melanie's willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. You'll get 10% off everything you buy.
Right. And all you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, so what do you think of this little lavender ruched strapless dress?
Ruched.
Yes, honey. It's the ruching that gives this dress its va-va-voom.
If ruching is what makes you look like that, then I'm all in.
I thought so. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. The dresses, the tops, the loungewear, the sleepwear, and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head over to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
What? That's such a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, get yours now. Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. Dee Dee, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. I know you're in Canada. You're shooting your show. It's doing really well, right? You guys are getting
big sky.
Yeah, a lot of great attention and beautiful set and a great story. It's exciting and it's great to see you. Like when I found out you were going to be on the show, I specifically started watching you in the scenes when the focus was on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. her mug, right?
Just to watch to see what you're going to bring to the show.
Yeah,
and your mug. Yes, you're very. I think it's close to you all the time.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming on the show and being so vulnerable about recovery. I think Laura and I have we are recovering alcoholics, and
I love that.
Part of the basis of the show is that we go and share our stories with people. We would find that we would walk in, I would walk in and feel alone and isolated. And then when I would share these things that I thought were shameful and terrible, other people would connect to me. And that feeling of isolation would disappear. And part of the reason we started the show is we felt that there were more stories than just alcoholism or drug addiction where people needed to connect. And you talked a lot about, you know, trauma, alcoholism, running in your family. These are all things that I connected to during your interview. So I want to thank you for coming on and not being shy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shy doesn't seem to be your thing, does it?
I mean, it's funny. I was never shy before, but I can tell you one thing. Couldn't get near the whole alcoholism thing for sure. It feels kind of nice because you know what it is? It's like, I feel like I've been running for a long time from not only my alcoholism, but my trauma. And when you finally stop running and learn to, and someone can teach you what it means to lean into it, it's a lot less exhausting than running from it.
Lean into it is one of my favorite things to say when people are struggling. I'm like, you know, you got a choice. You can run away from it or you can lean into it. And I was a run away from it for an avoider for many, many years. And
most of us are. Either they sit in it, wallow in it, it drowns them, right? Envelops them. Mm-hmm. Or they run. It's one or the other. But that's what I love. Because someone asked me, what does that really mean? I said, well, you sit in it, really just sit in it, or you run from it. Or guess what? And I love moderation. I'm kind of like in the middle on everything, you know? Lean into it. Just lean. It's exactly what it sounds like. Lean into it.
It's so funny. Moderation is something I've known about, but not practiced.
Me too. You know, it's all or nothing thinking. Addicts, we are all or nothing. This is like, I don't want one potato chip. I want the whole bag.
Oh, yeah. Give me more. I'm the more guy.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And I loved what you talked about, trying to fix the inside with things from the outside, because alcohol was just my choice. That was the thing that worked for me. it gave me the feeling I needed to cope with the things that I couldn't deal with. And there are so many more things. You know, as soon as I put the alcohol down, other things became use. I think you said whack-a-mole during the interview, which is a common phrase for like, as soon as I put this down, I start picking that up.
Yep.
That begins that journey of recovery, right? What's the next thing I'm going to pick up? Or what's the next thing I'm looking for the fix? And thank God it's, what did you say? It's potato chips and...
Peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms. Like, I, you know, for me, it was Sprees for a while and
Sprees.
Yeah.
We loved our Sprees. But Spree candy.
Yeah. Spree candies. So that's where, like, the, one of the first things Laura and I bonded on was eating a whole package of Sprees while we had a conversation.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so romantic.
It was. Well, he would actually procure them for me and then slip them to me.
We would get them smuggled in to our rehab. We had grown adults whose parents would take them out for the day. And we'd be like, yo,
bring us some Sprees.
Can you get them to bring some Sprees?
Man, listen, people had affairs like in my rehab and they got kicked out, man. They don't play at Breeze.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have an affair, but.
No, we didn't.
We had Sprees.
Yeah. But the candy Spree, not the.
Yeah. And we could do a whole, we could do a whole episode on our event, but. You know, one of the things I think that's really important that you brought up, I don't know if this is true, but in my family, my father was an alcoholic and he drank until he couldn't drink anymore. He was a loving man who was doing the best he could, you know, and I came to terms with that later. And when I tried to get sober, it was obvious to me nobody in my family had ever tried to get sober. Are you one of the first people in your family to sort of have this recovery as a solution?
Absolutely. It's funny you bring that up, and I love that you brought that up. My father, he died of cancer, actually, and he did stop drinking only because he was so riddled with cancer he couldn't drink.
Sounds like my father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you brought that up because I'm the first one in the Pfeiffer family. Well, there's no addiction other way. My brother and both my sisters, Lori, Michelle, and Rick, they're like what we would call normies.
Right.
I hate them, but it's okay because, you know, again, I get to be the identified possibility. Mm-hmm. I went from the identified problem to the identity, you know, and I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, as horrendous as it was, them watching me active in my disease, they're never more proud than they are now because it's like, that was hard for them. And yet now they're like, oh shit, look at her. Mm. That is hard. Yeah. And she's not only doing it, she's flourishing. The doors are opening. Things are happening. Mother Earth is just like, you know, showing her all these ways of being like a better person than she ever could have before, not having had the addiction and being in recovery, really, if you think about it. So to say, I'm definitely the first one in my family. And, you know, I think about that. My father and my mother both died right there. I held them both when they passed. Mm. And my dad died with his addiction. And I often think if my dad had the beautiful care that I had at this rehab, mm-hmm. I'm wondering, well, first of all, he'd have to have been ready. A lot of people go to great rehabs and they're not ready. So there you go. It doesn't really matter. You know, like I said, you can lead them water, but if they're thirsty, they're not thirsty, it ain't going to happen. But I wonder if my dad had had the opportunity to be in recovery, what his life would have looked like. And my mom too, because my mom was very codependent. My mom had shock treatments in the 50s, dude.
Yeah, that's what they used to do, huh? That was brutal.
My mom had, so she didn't have an addiction. They just fried her brain instead. Okay. So there's my mom with one leg shorter than the other, bottle top glasses, actually was a beauty, but at the time they didn't consider her a beauty, and kind of like the runt, and yet a spitfire, marries my dad, who's this alcoholic, small town. They were both from North Dakota, small towns.
Wow.
And they had this whole, I don't know, it was just different. I absolutely, like you, forgive my father for not having been the best dad he could Ben, he did try the best that he could, considering he was active in his disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the way I like to see it is, well, my father got to see me get my first 9 months together. And, but the thing I think is that you and I are in the process of breaking generations of cycles.
Yeah.
And we get to become an example for the others in our family to say that there is something other than just drinking yourself till you can't drink anymore.
Well, exactly. And, you know, like I said, for my boys, it's biopsychosocial. You know, I look at addiction through a biopsychosocial perspective because everybody's very different. Everyone's very individual. So it's like for my boys, I want so badly to, I don't want them to go through what I went through, or my father and everybody else in my family. But like my, Kathleen says, honey, you don't get that choice.
You don't.
That ain't up to you. Their journey is going to be whatever it is. The best you can do is show them what recovery looks
like. Yeah, I think that's the gift. That's the gift I get. And I got to see my father see me sober and know how he got to shake his head at me and tell me how important it was to him that I was this person. Then I get to be that for my kids.
Yeah.
And I heard that. I heard that in the interview. You talked about being that for your, God forbid what happens to your sons. You get to
be this
example.
You're a soft landing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and your wife are a soft landing, meaning they'll know where to go for help. They'll know that help isn't scary.
Yep.
Recovery is hard. Absolutely. They saw me have some days that were not so great. They saw me jump all in their lane. I gave them a lingo.
Right.
I stupidly told them what jumping in their lane was. So when I jump in their lane, they go, Mom, you're jumping in my lane. Get out. And I'm like, why did I ever teach them that? You know, but also showing them what it looks like to be like, I'm having an off day. Today is not a great day. But you know what today is? As long as I show up. Showing up means if all I do today is not drink.
That's a pretty good deal.
I'm already ahead of the game. If that's all I can do today, if that's all I can ask of myself, then guess what? Or for me, also not have a cigarette. Because really for me, I've put cigarette smoking up there with drinking because it'll rabbit hole me back into using, you know?
Yeah.
So if I just like can get through this day without doing that, it's a good damn day.
That's awesome. Hey, yeah. I hate to cut it short. We could go on forever. When you get back to Los Angeles, we have to have dinner or something. And thank you again for being on the show.
Oh, thank you too. I really appreciate you guys making me feel safe. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.